Last time on Lawful Stupid.
So, darling, you place your hand on the door and you push it wide open, and in the back right hand corner you can see that there's like a doorway. You go through the threshold of the middle door, and then on your right hand side and your left hand side there are two more doorways, but they almost look hand dug. You guys continue to crawl through this tunnel, and you're like getting scratched by roots as you go. There's spiders, bugs. You see a room, and it seems pretty expansive because your dark vision is about 60 feet and you haven't seen a wall on one side, and you hear a snarl. And so this werewolf growls as it looks down at this torch and looks back up at you three. And you can see that there's like these purple lines that are kind of glowing and going up its arms. And on each side of this werewolf, this massive 10-foot werewolf, two smaller werewolves flank it. Roll initiative. So we're going to come right back into combat, and it is the Alpha Wolf's turn.
And he uses a potion to heal his entire team. They're all back up to
health. He uses four restores. It's bullshit.
He howls, and not only does he summon more werewolves, the two that were injured have been reincarnated into alpha werewolves.
The moon illusion comes back up. It spins back to a full moon.
The moon illusion comes back. They actually grow in size and start to stretch the very earth you're in. It's like a supermoon. It's wild. No, we are back to the alpha werewolf, who is standing toe-to-toe with Gwarp and our boy Drake. But let me tell you, he's not real happy about Gwarp's existence in general. So he's going to roll some attacks against him.
I am going to force these to target me.
21 hits. Yeah, these all hit.
I would like to use a reaction.
He does get advantage because of pack tactics, to be clear. That's why these were all solid. Yeah, what's your reaction?
Temporal Shunt.
Tell me what it does.
It happens on a reaction when a creature you can see takes an attack roll or starts to cast a spell within 120 feet of me. He's definitely 120 feet of me. You target the triggering creature, which must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or vanish, being thrown to another point in time and causing the attack to miss or the spell to be wasted. At the start of its next turn, the target reappears where it was or in the closest unoccupied space. The target doesn't remember you casting the spell or being affected by it.
So basically you blink the alpha werewolf.
Yeah.
That's your attempt. Got it.
Yes.
Cool.
Must make a wisdom 17.
It doesn't have legendary resistance. Damn. All right. That's pretty high.
Yeah, darling.
19.
It passes.
It's got a plus 2. It rolled a 17.
Oh, dang. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nothing happens.
Yeah, sorry. I forgot, because I read that class description. That's fucking slick-ass move.
That's a D&D spell.
Is it really?
Yeah, Chronomancy.
Damn, I am not familiar with the Chronomancy stuff, clearly.
Well, they don't call it, they call it Chronolurgy or something.
Oh, Chronolurgy. Yeah, that's right.
You got a weird name.
Alright, so on Gwarp, the bite attack is going to do...
It's on me.
Oh, you're taking it now?
Yeah, I'm taking. I said that when you said the attacks, but yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. You're gonna take 13 piercing damage, and I need a Constitution saving throw.
I rolled a 10.
Mm-hmm. So when you take that bite, the same purple spider webs go throughout your body.
I do maintain concentration, though.
Excellent. But then you're going to take a couple of claw attacks.
Got it.
Yeah, let's check that out. That's right. Then you're going to take 19 slashing damage, followed by another 9 slashing damage. As the alpha werewolf just attempts to tear into warp, but you put your body in there as what he's going to taste.
I do that, and I do maintain my concentration.
Excellent. Cool, cool, cool. And that ends his turn, which then we move to the barely alive, barely limping beta werewolf. And it's simply, I mean, it can't really do shit. It's going to attack. They're not that cool. One's going to hit, one's going to miss.
Who's he attacking?
He's going to attempt to attack Gorp. Are you going to take it, or is Gorp going to take it?
Gorp's going to take it. His AC is 19.
It still hits. I rolled an 18 on a die. You're going to take 11 piercing damage as it bites, or Gorp's going to take 11 piercing damage as it bites into Gorp. And that will roll us down to that guy's dead, so let's take his away. Darling.
Yeah, sure. I need a clarification, DM.
Yes, because
spell casting is weird. Sure. I know that some spells you can bonus action upcast, but then you have to action a cantrip because it's a leveled spell at cantrip turn. So if I reaction a leveled spell in this round of combat,
you can't cast another spell because in the same turn, you can only cast one spell a turn,
mm-hmm.
and then one cantrip is the way okay. I understand that. Shane, correct me if I'm wrong.
That's how I understand it, but I was making sure.
I was thinking that it would like come back around on your turn for some reason, but I don't know. Honestly, I'd have to Google it.
Yeah, let's find out. Let's Google it. Let's take a ginge. Because I don't want to cheat you. I just, if you ask me what to rule on it, reaction, spell, cantrip, combo. Can you cast a reaction spell after an action spell? Seems fine. Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I mean, you can have it. It doesn't... It feels like a weird restriction to say that the reaction... Well, even whether you get the reaction back or not, that rule specifically talks about casting a spell and casting two spells in the same... like, your same presence turn, not, mm-hmm. like, your reaction. So...
Turn versus
round. Yeah, I think... Yeah, turn versus round. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you can cast spells.
Okay. I wanted to make sure before I did something not legal. Okay.
That's a good point, Zebra. Shield would suck if that was the case.
Cool. I would like... To the alpha wolf, there's a ticking noise that goes on in his head. So as a bonus action, Darling uses her bardic inspiration to sound of the metronome hit. She's not going to use it right now, but it gets to sit with him as he hears ticking in his head.
Okay.
And as an action, she's going to drop concentration on the moon because it wasn't working. And I would like to know if a 40-foot cube can fit on top of both alpha and beta.
And not...
And hit. Not Warp, and Drake.
I think they got me surrounded.
I'm just thinking, like, I don't think you can hit them both, because, okay. like, you think of, like, the way a cube would work. If it was a sphere, I think it would be different. But a cube, like, it would just, like, corner them.
Yeah, it's a 40-foot cube. So I don't... Yeah. If I can't visually see it, so I can't place
well,
it.
Well, I'm just thinking on a board, you've got Gorp and him, and then to the left is Beta, and then in front of him is Alpha. And so if you got a square, you could get up here, but then you couldn't get him unless you moved to the corner mm-hmm. to get Gorp. Because mm-hmm. it's a square. Like, if you had a sphere, I could totally see you able to get both of them, the bad guys, but not Gorp.
Okay.
And Drake.
Yeah. I need to get the Alpha. That is my...
Okay.
You can definitely hit the Alpha.
I would like to use Slow.
Yeah, talk to me about it.
It is a Wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
You alter time around up to 6 creatures of your choice in a 40-foot cube within range.
Yeah, you can get them both as you choose the targets on that. So you can put
I can choose.
That makes sense.
In that cube. But if it's 6 targets within that cube that you choose, just don't choose it.
Oh, yeah, I'm not choosing. Then I'm going to get them both. All right.
Excellent.
Each target must succeed on a Wisdom saving throw or be affected by the spell for the duration, which is up to 1 minute. An affected creature's speed is halved. It takes a -2 penalty to AC and dexterity saving throws, and it can't use reactions. On its turn, it can use either an action or a bonus action, not both. Regardless of the creature's abilities or magic items, it can't make more than 1 melee or ranged attack during its turn. If the creature attempts to cast a spell with a casting time of 1 action, roll a d20. On an 11 or higher, the spell doesn't take effect until the creature's next turn, and the creature must use its action on that turn to complete the spell. If it can't, the spell is wasted. A creature affected by the spell makes another Wisdom saving throw at the end of each of its turns. On a successful save, the effect ends for it.
Sick. They both fail. So they both, like, have the Final Fantasy VII clock appear on them. Does it slow them down?
You see Darling, like, wave her fan and time around them. I like to imagine, you know, like, how sometimes it's fast time and you see, like, the outline of them. Like, slow time, you kind of see where it's trying to go and where it once was.
Like the motion.
Oh,
blur.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Like debris, like little dust and pebbles in a centralized area around them are just kind of floating.
Yes.
That's cool. That's a good image. I like that. Mm-hmm. Drake.
I'm going to shoot these guys with a gun. I think that's what I'm going to do. I will pull it off its breech and just drop one shot into the Beta, please.
Do you have a feat that prevents disadvantage?
I do.
From close range?
Gun feat. Good.
All right, just making sure.
That's when I came up with the breach mechanic. Or the flavor, I should say.
Yeah, the flavor, yeah. I rolled a die. Fucking idiot. I rolled a die like I was going to do a save.
17 to hit?
Essentially, when you're just saying breach, it feels more like a shotgun because it's like sawed off.
Exactly.
A rifle,
It's still shooting slugs, but...
But it's basically a shotgun. Yeah, you fucking... Avon, you may want to take your headphones for a second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got you. You fucking hit this thing square in the face and put a giant hole in its head, and it fucking crashes to the ground dramatically. I just didn't know how she'd respond to that.
I'll use my extra attack to shoot the other one.
You don't have to reload? Got
it's
multiple rounds in the chamber?
The same piece that makes
Sick.
Me not have disadvantage?
Yes! Way to use those guns. Alright, round 2 against the Alpha. We'll say that hits. Who will? 14, it definitely hits.
14 points of piercing damage. And Gorp will use... Well, his turn technically is until next turn. Has his reaction come back yet? since he used the acid on
it. It would be the start of your turn, or his turn technically. So when your turn is over, then he gets his reaction. So no, it would not be bad because he takes his turn right after you,
immediately after mine. Yep. I just didn't know if a round had passed or not.
Not cool. For him. No.
And then we'll bonus action bite the alpha. Oh, I get to roll an extra d6 from Hunter's Mark. Because I never lost my concentration.
That's right. You've been holding on to that tooth and nail. I appreciate it.
I have to roll a 1, basically, unless you do more damage than 20. 4 points additional piercing damage.
Bringing him down.
Really?
Another 4 points of damage. Bringing him down 4 points of damage.
I thought you said bringing him down.
Well.
Yeah, I did say that, but I meant like bringing him down 4 more points.
And then Warp's going to bite. It's going to be like a 16, I think.
That will hit.
And then it's 15 points of damage to the 5 of which is acid.
So how is he biting after you just told him to bite?
Because I can use a bonus action on my turn to have more bite. Otherwise, he only takes the dodge action.
Right, and so you did that already, so why are you doing it again?
I didn't do that already. I took 2 shots, and now we're fighting.
For some reason, I thought we already processed
that.
My
beta.
Bad.
The thing I was concerned about was him adding the d6 extra from my attack as a reaction.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But I clearly... Yep.
Bonus
all right, go
action.
Ahead.
I just got to check to see if he gets a bonus to... I think he gets a bonus to his damage equal to my proficiency bonus, but I'm not sure.
That sounds right.
So it's 15 points of damage.
Yep. Yeah, nice. Putting the heat on the wolf now. So you fire off another shell at this wolf and this werewolf, and it hits dead center. And then Gwarp follows up with a corrosive bite into this wolf. And he howls in pain.
In slow motion, though. It's a long...
Yeah, it's a long... Osiris, your turn.
Yeah, I'm seeing him kind of how they're moving around the battlefield, and I'm just going to take, just to get enough of a good angle, to shoot the short bow once again. Does a 15 hit?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Okay, so he is going to take 6 damage from the bow itself, and then 25 from sneak attack damage.
Wow, strong.
And if that does not kill him...
Oh, he's not dead.
Gwarp's throwing a d6 then, on there.
Okay.
Now that he's got
then
his reaction.
I will use a use of my wand. It'll be the 6th use of my wand to use Fireball.
Okay.
So where it only hits him. And I'll go ahead
I'm going to roll for it, but he's got disadvantage, so I imagine he's going to fail.
No. -2 penalty to dexterity saving throws.
Oh, I thought it was disadvantage. My best.
No, it does not say disadvantage.
DC 15. Let's check his agility. Dexterity.
Alright, so 31 full damage.
So he's going to take... So he is able to juke out of the way, so he's going to take 15 fire damage. As this fireball explodes and the whole room kind of illuminates as this fire pours from behind him, right? What else you got on your turn?
That's it.
All right. At the end of your turn, that werewolf is going to take a bite out of Warp.
Give me one second.
He's going to connect. So whether you take it or Gwarp takes it, it's connecting.
Yeah. I'm just deciding on who's going to take it. And I don't want to make that call before I make the damages, because that would be cheesy.
Fair enough. That's why I stopped.
I'll take it.
Sound right. of the metronome.
Okay.
I'm going to spend that die that's sitting on... It's the big guy, right?
Yep.
Yep.
No, that's the only one left.
Yep, so it's going to be my Bardic Inspiration die, which is currently 1d10. Because I can use it... then on attack roll, saving throw, or skill check to reduce their roll by that amount.
Okay.
I would like to reduce it by 2.
Well, it still hits because it's a 20, I believe. So that still connects, right?
When it connected, Gracie's not. But rip.
You chose wrong. No.
Yeah. So you're gonna take 15 piercing damage, and I need another Constitution saving throw.
Uh, 27.
What's Warp's AC?
19.
Oh, but a 20 would have still connected.
But minus 2.
Because it was 22 minus 2.
Oh, I thought you said it was a 20 on the die, so it would have been an 18.
Yeah.
No. It was a 22 with modded. Yeah, so you do that. And then coming up on the alpha, here's what I'm going to tell you players. I'm going to go ahead and put this out here. We're going to go maybe a round or two more. If it starts feeling a slugfest, we're going to swap into narrative combat. Does everybody feel good about that?
That's good.
Sure.
All right, cool. If it starts to feel slugfesty, I don't want to... Because that's where I'm starting to feel. Fuck, I rolled damage and not any attacks. So, that was stupid. Let me roll attacks. Again, these are all going to go towards Gorp first.
You can only make one attack a turn.
You can only make one attack. Slow.
Slow.
Multi-attack. The werewolf makes... Alright, so you can only make one. Alright, so the 20 is going to go to Gorp. Unless you choose otherwise.
I chose it to go to me before I knew what the stuff was.
No, that's fine. That's why I rush, so that's why I let you choose. Because I'm trying to make it feel less slugfest. 19 piercing damage.
Wait, but I already took the hit. You already did damage.
No, that was his legendary action at the end of Osiris's turn.
And then it's his turn again.
And then it's his turn now, so he gets to make an attack.
Doesn't slow prevent you from taking reactions? Including legendary?
No, it's not a reaction. It's a legendary
action. As a legendary action, it is a reaction. It'll say, as a reaction, do this.
Because
that's how you can do it on other people's turns. It's a reaction.
Only... No. It says... Only one legendary action can be used at a time and only at the end of another creature's turn. But it has three, and all three resume at the start of its turn.
Okay,
so if it was a reaction...
Then the new... I'm sorry, I was confused. The new hit will be going to Gorp.
Okay.
That's why...
Then Gorp is going to take 20... sorry, it's just... I don't... I mean, I'll look it up after. Or look it up now if you'd prefer.
I knew I was getting attacked. I just, when I said, oh, give me that attack, I thought it was with the knowledge that he could only make one attack in a turn. I didn't know it was the end of Osiris's turn, which is fine.
Yes, I apologize. I'll try to make that even more clear. I apologize.
No worries.
So you're going to, Gorb's going to take 20 piercing damage, and then he's going to need to make a Constitution saving throw.
Uh, 21.
Yeah, he's successful.
Every RPG player knows that the scariest final boss isn't Tiamat, Vecna, or Orcus. Why, it's none other than scheduling a game, that foul beast. It's no one's fault they can't make it, Tim. So how do we get a game together that is exciting, fresh, and worth exploring? The answer is plainly Roleplay Revolution. Roleplay Revolution allows you to generate ready-to-run adventures in minutes. It comes complete with NPCs, monsters, maps, and more. What a hoot! Your adventures can be highly complex for even the most intelligent, or as simple as you require. Isn't that right, Timmy? Roleplay Revolution has powerful tools that let you tweak your adventure after initial creation, so don't worry about all those last-minute great ideas that you come up with. You start by just throwing out some of your favorite themes, movies, games, etc., just to get the juices flowing a bit. Want to mix high fantasy with your favorite RPG title? Go crazy. A mustachioed plumbing brothers and steampunk? You got it. Your imagination is the limitation. Roleplay Revolution allows you to create the game you'd love to run, but just don't have the time to write. To spice it up even more, let's assume that Tim and your other quote-unquote friends are indisposed for a long period of time. Never fear! Roleplay Revolution has an AI-powered DM named Oracle. That's nice. That will never leave and keep its time commitments. Oracle will run the adventures you generate for you. You can run the adventures solo with Oracle or have a GM for you and your friends. It's free to try, but we, Lawful Stupid, hope you'll hear this and go for the annual subscription. If you purchase the annual subscription and use the code LAWFULSTUPID at checkout, you'll get a whopping 20% off the total price. Head on over to roleplayrev.com and let the games begin.
And that brings us around to Darling.
Cool beans. Well, I'm gonna hold concentration and keep. Oh, wait. To be a good player, he needs to. He can recheck his check.
Yeah, but that was at the start of his turn, and I missed it, so that's me.
Oh, okay.
You can have it.
Okay. So I'm keeping concentration, and I'd like to cast Dissonant Whispers.
All right.
At fourth level, please and thanks, you must make a Wisdom 7. Yep.
He does not succeed.
Cool. That will be 27. Ouchies.
27 ouchies. Alright, he's starting to look pretty worn down. He's starting to feel it. At this point, for the sake of expediency and good podcasting, we're going to drop into narrative combat. And I'm going to let you guys have a round of it before he can do anything else. So, who wants to go first?
I'll go first. We'll just go back top of the line. Oh no, sorry, I'm not first, I'm second.
Yeah. It would be yeah. Drake's.
There's not really a thing in narrative combat for this, but we're gonna get the fuck out of here. We're both in single digits. So like whatever.
So you're running?
Yeah, I'm just dipping. Like getting some flying, doing a hop away.
Yep.
Just wanna not get hit next round, please. That's all I want.
Fair enough. Osiris?
Yeah, what I'll do. is as he's transitioning out, I'm going to get close enough to... I'm going to be 20 feet away is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull my bag of things, and I'm going to roll out this ball, and this ball is going to unfurl into a boar-sized creature. It's a boar. And then as the werewolf seems to take a picture of that, I'm going to pop a shot off, see if I can hit and attack it.
Okay.
That'd be the two moves I would do anyways.
Yeah, for clarity's sake, he's using his bonus action for the bag and then his primary action for the attack.
That is a 28 hit, and that hits. That's 6 damage from the bow, and then when sneak attack... It's 22.
Yeah, you fucking hammer into him, and he's starting to wear down. Yes, Shane.
Are we in narrative combat?
Yeah, I'm just rolling with it, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, all right. Darling, what do you want to do?
Well, because we're in narrative combat, I got some more liberties for storytelling.
Yeah, you got some more options, yeah.
All right, so I have the ability sound of the metronome, but I also have a fun one called Stolen Time, where they say time heals all things, but also nothing escapes the ravages of time. So basically, I give that creature a bardic inspiration die, and I give them a level of exhaustion to heal my party members or myself.
Oh,
with that.
Sick.
Because it is narrative combat, how much can I throw in all my bardic inspiration to see if I can split something between Warp and Drake?
What
he's
I
also
will say,
slowed with my concentration right now too.
What I will say is roll me a mind check, and if you are successful, like great success, you can use them all.
Okay.
But if you are in the middle, then you can use half of your remaining ones, and if you fail, you can use zero. How does that sound?
Just so you know.
Oh shit, I assumed you had more. But
no, I thought I had more too, but I have two.
Well, thanks for being honest.
cool idea though. So remind us how it goes again. Mind roll is your wisdom.
It's wisdom plus intelligence, I believe.
There's a formula or anything.
What is it? Which one are you looking for?
Mind.
It's intelligence plus wisdom divided by 2.
All right, still 1 for me. Okay. And then it's your d6s.
Yeah, you roll a d6.
Roll a d6. 5 plus 2 will be...
Yeah, so totally you can use both.
Perfect. that is a d10. That will be 7 HP. Between the both of them.
Excellent.
And a level of exhaustion for Alpha.
And here's what I'm going to say happens. as this exhaustion is almost like this life force is pulled out of this wolf and this werewolf, and you're kind of like draining. It kind of gets withered and it's beaten up, and I would imagine just. Your next round is just more attacks, more beating this werewolf down. And so we see this montage of you guys just beating the shit out of this werewolf, mainly because it's slow. It's not going to be able to reach you guys in time before you guys can beat the shit out of it, right? Ultimately. So as it's heading towards you guys, taking these hits, it collapses and begins to shrink rapidly, and laying on the ground is a woman, and she's in tattered clothing, and that's where we are gonna settle up on our narrative combat.
Darling's gonna sit and just kind of like rub her face. She just did a whole bunch of things of trying to manipulate time. And she's just looking around herself, like, trying to make sure, like, what's real, what's not real. Are we in the right timeline? And she just, like, will, like, touch Osiris, like, before he actually gets there, but thinks he's there for a second. And then it just... She's gonna sit. And wait a minute.
Now, what did that big bad wolf do to you, Warp? You come here. I'm just going to fuss over him for a little bit. What did he do to my boy? Oh, Warpy.
You and Warp need to roll Constitution saving throws.
You got it. It's a 13 for Drake.
Okay.
And a 6 for Warp.
I don't really know how I'm going to resolve this yet, but you both have lycanthropy.
Excellent.
You both have wolf
antlers. Curses. You both have the curse of lycanthropy. I don't know what a fucking werewolf... Oh, it doesn't affect to Gorp because he's a humanoid. He's not humanoid.
No, Gorp is not a humanoid.
God, but were-dragon would have been cool, right?
Next time.
A wagon. That's what we call it.
I don't know. Shane, if you're cool with it, I'm cool with giving Gorp lycanthropy. I don't know what it'll look like, but seems like it'd be fucking cool as shit.
Could also be the antidote for Drake.
One of us...
You can also dismiss
him. One of us has to not be a wolf. That's the thing about our dynamic,
yeah.
Is that if we were both wolves...
Well, well, the funny thing about Gorp is because he's like a magically summoned creature, you can just dismiss him.
I can absolutely
summon him.
Yeah,
yeah, and just dump him. Dump that condition. But yeah, we're going to have to resolve the curse of lycanthropy on you at some point.
Excellent.
I think what I'll have to do is I'll have that boar go over and kind of nudge at is the female, like, she's just laying there almost like she's unconscious?
She's unconscious, yeah.
I'm still going to have the boar go over and kind of move her a little bit just to see if she responds.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't. I mean, you know she's alive. The boar can tell she's alive. But she does not respond.
Okay, I'll go over and get a better look. What does she wear?
Right now, you can tell that she was wearing almost like an evening gown, but it was dressed up. You can tell that she was dressed for the festivities. The Nier, right? The festival you guys just came from. And her costume, honestly, was her just being dressed up, and her mask that she was wearing is no longer there. And she's a frailer human. She's got like this ebony colored hair that is like messy now. You can tell that like there was an attempt to style it, but obviously a transformation had something else in mind for it.
Just to clarify, I want to make sure that I don't know if Becca's being serious or not. She's saying it's inappropriate to ask about what the lady is wearing. I'm very confused by that. So just to clarify, I'm asking what she's wearing, because if she's naked, I'd like to cover her up, because I don't think anyone should be naked in a dirt cave. So there's that.
Yeah. Secondly, for the sake of this podcast not being weird, I allowed her clothes to return versus the traditional werewolf thing where they're butt-ass naked. So
the other two, though, have
everybody
they...
Everybody has that one uncle, Zebra.
Did the other ones return to humanoid figures as well? Or are they staying like the bestial...
No, they stay werewolf.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll walk over. She's still breathing, kind of like...
Yeah, she's breathing.
Tap her on the shoulder, or like slap the face a little bit. See if she wakes up.
She does not.
All right, I don't know what to do here. I've done everything I can.
Did you try tomorrow yet?
Oh no! Yeah, let me do that, and I'll just sit crisscross applesauce.
I would like to, very much like Elder Scrolls, like I would like to sleep here to pass several hours.
Honestly, that don't sound like a bad idea to me.
Hey, can you turn that moon off, please? Trying to get a little shut eye.
She already did that.
Yeah, it was gone a while ago. What? It already left. Did I leave it up from yesterday?
Well, maybe if you do turn it around, maybe it'll help her to wake. I don't know. Maybe it turns it back to a wolf. I don't know.
I don't think we want that.
Darling turns the moon back. It transforms, fully healed.
I don't know.
Shane
I kind of do want to see that moon. Because you still got it lying around.
You got it lying around.
No, you have to go outside.
All right.
Sleeping out there.
I have a strange instinct to chase small game.
She'll look over, like, concerned.
The boar!
Oh, yeah.
Licking my lips.
That boar looks mighty tasty.
I'm scratching the back of my ear with my foot.
On top of Gorp.
Does mine, the necklace I have on, does it do anything? I don't. I
the ones we won from the county fair.
The colors together. Yes.
They glow. The color related to your alignment, which for you was
purple, like the veins purple. Of the werewolfians.
Oh, that's just ironically okay. Just they
when
line
I throw
up,
the
yeah,
necklace down in the dirt, step fruit. On it profusely. This I was
okay.
No, I don't know.
This say, stupid fucking fair gimmick. It's not even useful.
I thought it was,
I went
I
there and I won a stuffed teddy.
Yeah,
I got a flashlight toy, and it doesn't illuminate the whole room. This is stupid.
Why did you even give this to us, Dwayne? If they don't link up together to beat the final boss,
I put it in my notes.
That's true.
What I'm taking out of notes right now. Stupid award is what I'm going to put back in there.
Go ahead.
I didn't even get one.
There was flavor in a fun darling. Time. This is stupid. Where's my ship with that I can summon with this medallion?
My audio is going to go missing for that episode. No one will ever know what happened.
I'm going to use this amulet that Dwayne gave me in this festival to summon a magical tank.
I'm going to take gonna this do. Medallion and I'm going to put it to your head and try to heal her like Andrew.
No,
it doesn't work. Okay.
It doesn't work.
I put it back on.
It actually transforms and bites
you. Did say it was a silver necklace, so you actually ended her life. She was at 1 HP.
No!
Oh, no.
She's dead. No, these are cheap, dude. It's, you know, it's brushed silver.
I know
silver.
Your dad.
No.
And he's dead.
Stainless steel.
Yeah, stainless steel, yeah.
Right. Anyway, so we did murder that woman's children. We should leave.
But is this the one we're looking for? Maybe this is... Huh? She we're looking for an older lady there, right? She's not an old lady.
Nobody said older. Nope.
I mean, she just appears to be, I mean, mid-40s.
She's middle-aged.
But the witch isn't necessarily older. The witch could be a young, buxom woman.
Correct.
Or it could be a handsome young lad.
Yeah.
So I guess we wait till she wakes up.
I mean...
She's probably going to be pretty mad. I melted her kids.
Well, they were attacking first.
No, I know I had to do it, but they melted. She saw it. We're probably not going to have a civil conversation.
Most
assuming she
not.
Remembers, right? Like,
you're right. Let's wait and find out.
I was just telling
you're right,
you, like,
voice inside
how does
my head to tell me good things. You know what? Now I am. Hey, if it involves taking a short rest, I'm in.
But does it?
I'm going to take a short rest now.
If we're waiting for her to wake up.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you guys attempt to take a short rest. And when you do that, you hear the door above.
Oh, no.
Oh, I guess you wouldn't. Sorry, no, you're pretty far up. So let me rephrase because I forgot where you are. You guys begin to take a short rest. But you hear the voice calling out, almost like calling for a dog, like, come here, sweetie, from the other chamber.
I'm chugging potions.
Guys,
I'm chugging potions. I gotta get out of here, man. I'm so fucked. Quarp, here, you take them. You go on without me, buddy. In all seriousness, though, I am going to drink a potion.
Go ahead.
I can give you another potion.
Actually, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to cast Healing Spirit. Second level. And over the course of 1 minute, I'm going to try to run in and out of it to heal myself for 60 HP. me and
Gorb. Every time you enter the spell.
Running through this, we're just running in a circle.
Chasing your tail?
Shut up.
Oh, that's amazing. So as you're healing, you hear the... Rosemary, come on out. You can like hear it echoing through the tunnel. And as you guys do no response, you hear, "Fine, I'm coming in there."
I'm still just fucking juking in and out of the door. You tell me how many I get, Dwayne.
You
can heal.
To shift into a fox.
You shift into a fox. And darling, where would you say you are currently?
Probably still by that wall.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say. Thank you. On the wall itself, you hear a scratching, and when you turn around, there's like chalk forming, and it forms like a doorway, and the doorway illuminates itself.
I'm going to stand stock still and try to hide, because that's a thing I can do as a wood elf boy.
Okay.
I'll be there with all five of my tails. Watch at the door.
I'm just
gonna, I'll move over a little bit.
Get an arrow prepared.
And through this door walks a human woman, and she's dressed in the festival clothing. And she's got like a mask on, but the mask she's wearing is just one that covers the eyes, right? And she looks really well dressed. And she steps in and immediately is greeted by a fox, and she says, Oh, she looks around and sees Osiris. Okay. And then what is your stealth check for, hiding?
Place? I will roll it right now, but I will note that Gorp is not hiding. That's a 28.
Yeah. So she doesn't see you, and she's Gorp, and she says, "Well, this would explain why my door was shut. Rosemary, what did you guys do to my sister?" And that's where we're going to end this episode.
I'm not helping.
We didn't start the fire.
The next combat's all you guys. Gorp will help you with as far as his 4 HP will carry him.
4H.
Well, you know what time it is. Just like all the times, it's time to support a charity near and dear to our hearts. That's Dots RPG out there making sure that there are accessible gaming tools out there for the folks that need them. And we love their mission and want to support it. And we hope that you do too. And we have rolled a 6.
Ooh, a 6. Well, we definitely need your help still. It hadn't got a ton better.
Calling all heroes.
It's a group effort.
Help, please.
We're just leading the charge.
All right, cool. And so, neat. I'm glad my weird ass fucking app timed out. I'd like to go back to my would you rather questions. All right. Oh, that's stupid. That's a stupid one. Would you rather live in a world with endless summer but no snow, or a world with distinct seasons, including winter, with lots of snow?
The second one.
Yeah.
Seriously.
All right. There you go.
I live in that first one right now.
Yeah, I was in Cali for 4 years, bro. Suck.
That's Savannah, Georgia.
Don't want any more sun. You're done with Texas. No heat.
It's
no
fall
summer
right now. You know how great fall is. I love fall. I wouldn't give up fall for nothing.
It doesn't feel like fall.
It does for me.
Feel like
yeah,
fall.
I'm a super beast.
It's fucking sweaty.
Yeah, today was even.
Why would
fall
I eat soup?
Us.
It's
yeah.
summer.
If you eat today enough soup, nice. You can just make it be fall.
You have enough soup.
All right. As we always say,
we love you.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And we killed that lady's kids.